Stanley, up and about this morning, I reckon, despite the weather, and we are going to continue to celebrate the success of Stanley as long as we can, because they have been named RACT's top tourism town in Tasmania with a population 5,000 or less.
Now, we've got President of the Circular Head Tourism Association, Clint Walker, with us right now. Good morning. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you. How are you all?
Good. Drawing a little bit of attention to the tiny hamlet of Stanley. You must be absolutely stoked.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? We're stoked, thrilled, over the moon, delighted, all of the above. And, yeah, we've been lucky enough to get a whole lot of attention with the accolade as well. So, yep, it's really good.
There were plenty of Tasmanian towns up for the gong. What do you think set Stanley apart?
Oh, well, as somebody was quoted, I think Luke Martin was quoted as saying the other day, Stanley's the jewel in the northwest, is what he said. Well, I quite often refer to Stanley as one of the jewels in Australia's crown. I mean, it's a magnificent little town. And, you know, the 400 or 500 of us that live here, I used to say we're very lucky to live here, but a guest of mine said to me a little while ago, well, no, you're privileged to live here. And, you know, I think it is such an amazing, unique little place that we are just so lucky to live here, some of us. And visitors who come, they're overwhelmingly grateful for the opportunity to have come and visited such a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's really cool. What does the future hold for tourism in Stanley?
Oh, well, look, we're working on a quite a significant food based festival at the moment.
Cool.
Our association is, so we've made it through to the second round of a federal funding scheme at the moment. So we just got that submission in last week. So we're now waiting with bated breath for a few weeks now to find out whether we might be successful for that, but. We're hopeful that we get that grant, and then we've got our head down and bum up and working flat out trying to put together a significant food-based festival for the region.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Is this accolade enough to make up for a terrible 12 months that we've just had?
Well, look, it'll go a long way to helping us remedy our situation of declined visitation. Look, I'm hoping that by being able to claim in our or to broadcast in our promotions that Stanley's Tasmania's top tourist town, and that it will help give us credibility and help convince potential visitors to make the decision to come here, and not only to come here but to stay for longer than what they may have already been thinking to come for. So, look, I think it'll be a really helpful tool in our toolkit, in our arsenal for putting promotional messaging out there to the potential market. Yeah,
For sure.
You know, I think it should be a powerful one. You know, people should see this as an independent. It's not just us saying we're good. You know, 10,000 Tasmanians voted in this competition. And Stanley won the public vote convincingly, and the judges as well, and got us over the line to win. So, yeah, I think it should help us.
Stanley's quite a seasonal town where it has quite a distinct on and off season. Do you think that this might perhaps have the power to change that?
Yes, well, yeah. You're absolutely right. Winter is a very quiet time for us traditionally. I think what we need to do is we need to focus on the good aspects to why people should come and visit this region in winter. You know, there are benefits to it. So I think we need to get a little bit smarter in our approach to our marketing and our promotions, and just try and convey the message to potential visitors. Well, you know, sure, it's winter. I mean, it's grey and rainy right here, right now. But you know what? There's still plenty of good things to do, and visitors here last night is still just raving about it, and they don't care about what the weather's like. They just are so thrilled that they have the opportunity to be in such a wonderful place. So we just need to get a little bit more pointed with our marketing messaging, I think.
It's all about conveying that vibe, isn't it? My last holiday in Stanley was, it was actually in the warmer months. I think it was back late February, but we just got a bad weekend of weather where it was so windy and it actually got quite cold, but it really didn't matter.
Stoked the fire.
We had a beautiful view from where we were staying and it was still so lovely, but conveying that message, I guess, to people that are used to the warmer weather especially can be a bit tricky. What happens next? Because the competition's not over, is it?
No. So now our submission has now gone off to somewhere. It's been put into the national competition. So we're now up to be judged against six other towns of under 5,000 people from around Australia that won each individual state's competition. And that will be announced in a pretty big fancy luncheon in the Grand Hall at Parliament House, but not until September. So I believe I've been sort of led to understand that our submission is certainly of a very high standard compared to some of those others. So we've got our fingers crossed that we might make a trip up to Canberra and come back with even bigger smiles on our faces and bigger claims to be able to be made. You know, I was saying about the benefits of being able to claim that we're Tasmania's top tourist town. Well, imagine if we're so lucky to win the national competition and what that can do for us, not only in our own promotions, but then that puts us on the map of Tourism Australia. They're behind this competition in instigating this competition. And the winner of Australia's top tourist town will receive massively significant exposure from Tourism Australia, and that would just be absolutely amazing.
Well, there you go. We've all done our little part. Hopefully, I know we cast our vote for Stanley because it was the only town here on the Northwest Coast
absolutely.
That was up
we
for the
all
running.
Got behind
so.
Stanley.
Yeah. Well, look, and to that note, look, could I please express my thanks to yourselves and to everyone, I guess particularly along the Northwest Coast who will have voted for us, but anyone that did take the time and look at our submission. Our submission was fantastic, and the video that we put together for it, and thank you to everyone who voted for us and got us over the line, and if everyone could wish us luck for the national competition, that'd be awesome.
Clint Walker, Circular Head Tourism Association President, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good on you. News headlines are next from cfmtas.com.au.